Tuesday, December the 7th, 2010, 3 Okisla 5771, Hanukkah 7, 7 candles, Feast of Dedication Day 3 before Shabbat, Parashavayi Gosh, and he approached Rosh Kodesh Devat. Hanukkah 7, number 74859. On the seventh day Elishama the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elishama the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. Vayigash continued, Haftarah, Ezekiel 37, 15-28.
One kingdom, one king.
The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, You, son of man, take one stick, and write on it, for Judah, and for the children of Israel his companions, then take another stick, and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions, and join them for you one to another into one stick, that they may become one in your hand. When the children of your people shall speak to you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by these? Tell them, Thus says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his companions, and I will put them with it, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. The sticks whereon you write shall be in your hand before their eyes. Say to them, Thus says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, where they are gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. My servant David shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, they shall also walk in my ordinances, and observe my statutes, and do them. They shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, in which your fathers lived, and they shall dwell therein, they, and their children, and their children's children, forever, and David my servant shall be their prince forever. Moreover I will make a covenant of peace with them, it shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My tent also shall be with them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. The nations shall know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in their midst forevermore. New Moon, Numbers 28, 1-15.
Daily Offerings.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and tell them, My offering, my food for my offerings made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. You shall tell them, This is the offering made by fire which you shall offer to Yahweh, male lambs a year old without blemish, 2 days by day, for a continual burnt offering. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at evening, with the tenth part of an ephah fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Its drink offering shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. You shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the set apart holy place. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering of it, you shall offer it, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh.
Sabbath offerings.
On the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs, a year old without blemish, and 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, and the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it.
Monthly offerings.
In the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bulls, and 1 ram, 7 male lambs, a year old without blemish, and 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for each bull, and 2/10 parts of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for the 1 ram, and 1/10 part of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering to every lamb, for a burnt offering of a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 hin for the ram, and 1/4 hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. 1 male goat for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.